Manchester. The Indian women's cricket team scripted history, clinching their first ever bilateral T20 International Series victory on English soil. With a commanding 6-wicket win over England in the fourth T20I at Old Trafford, India sealed an unassailable 3-1 lead in the 5-match series. This victory ends India's long-standing wait for a T20I series win in England, having fallen short in all 6 previous bilateral series played there. The win also comes nearly 2 decades after India's solitary T20I victory in England, a one-off match at Derby in 2006. Winning the toss and opting to bat, England began positively with openers Danny Wyatt-Hodge and Sophia Dunkley adding quick runs. However, India's breakthrough came early when Sri Sharani dismissed Wyatt-Hodge in the 3rd over, leaving the hosts at 21-1. Dunkley looked sharp, racing to 22 off 19 deliveries before falling to a sharp Indian attack. Captain Tammy Beaumont and Alice Capsey steadied the innings with a 35-run stand, taking England to 68 halves at the halfway mark. But the Indian bowlers turned the tide, with Radha Yadav delivering an economical spell of 2/15 and Sharani claiming 2/30. England's middle and lower order struggled, managing just 42 runs while losing 5 wickets in the final 9 overs. A late flourish from Issy Wong and Sophie Ecclestone added 16 runs in the last over, pushing England to a modest 126 sevens. Chasing 127, India's openers Shefali Verma and Smriti Mandhana set the tone with an explosive start, powering India to 56 runs in just 5 overs. Verma's brisk 31 and Mandhana's elegant 28 ensured a solid platform before both fell in quick succession. The experienced pair of Jemima Rodriguez and Captain Harmanpreet Kaur took charge, adding a crucial 48-run partnership to keep India on course. Though Harmanpreet departed with only 10 runs needed, Rodriguez remained unbeaten to see India home with 3 balls to spare, sealing a memorable series win. The 5th and final T20I will be held at Edgbaston in Birmingham on Saturday, before both teams turn their attention to a 3-match ODI series starting July 16.